Welcome to the Celtic Geek, the town crier for the guys' entertainment. We have the blubbering.
Got no bones in my arm, I'm lying in this bed. And Dobby just banged his head. Yeah, Dobby!
Dobby!
Dobby! Bang your head! Yeah, Dobby!
Dobby!
Dobby! Bang your head! This mental elf will drive you mad. Dance party, everybody! Ba 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 ba. Then we got in a fix, done in by Bellatrix. Now that Dobby's dead, he can't bang his own head. So usually we keep it in a bag with us, but we forgot it in the filk room, so we can't really like bang it around and that sort of thing. So it's really tasteless anyway.
Gross.
So, yeah, oh well. Now I'm a wizard rock star. Drums, bass, electric guitar. And Dobby's gone, but that's okay. I know his spirit lives on. Rocks out with me and Ron. He helps us rock the night away. Cause when I play show, he's there in the front row, rocking to books he's read and banging his head. Yeah, Dobby!
Dobby!
Dobby! Bang your head! Yeah, Dobby!
Dobby!
Dobby! Bang your head! This mental elf will drive you mad. This mental elf will drive you mad.
Yes!
You want to do an interview now?
Sure.
Okay.
Throw you
can do that.
Hey, you know, since I was just recording you, I thought, hey, this is a great time. Hey, so tell me the band name again, because I think I already butchered it already, which is, you know, ironic considering I always do butcher other.
Yeah, Mr.
Own band named Butchered.
Blibbering Humdingers.
Humdingers.
Blibbering Humdingers.
See, theirs is not actually easier, I think. So what kind of music do you do? Because that was just awesome.
It's usually called wizard rock.
Okay,
that's been our focus for many years.
Now we're aiming into going toward nerd music.
Nerd music.
I like that.
Yes.
Well,
because so many people, you know, oh yeah, we do filk stuff, and people outside of filk and fandom don't really know what filk is.
That's why I say sci-fi drinking songs.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that works.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
We also do, we play in the SCA, so we do lot of SCA stuff and medieval and Celtic stuff as well.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
We've been playing together for 24 years. We've been married for 20 something.
The Wizard Rock we've been doing since 2007.
Yeah.
So about 7 years now.
What got you started in Wizard Rock?
We used to actually run a store. In fact, we used to sell your CDs there.
Yeah, it had a huge nerdy, geeky section and costumes and whatnot.
And we had a huge Harry Potter section, and we were looking to host events. The 7th Harry Potter book was coming out, and we had some Harry Potter merchandise, and we were looking around for Potter filks and that sort of thing. And we stumbled on this band called Draco and the Malfoys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were like, oh my God.
This is a thing?
We got to do this.
I seriously thought about that myself.
Oh, yeah.
But I never got around to it.
Yeah. And so we started, you know, corresponding with some of these performers, inviting them to perform at the store, and going to conventions. And
we
it's
wrote
like,
some songs and had our own excuse to perform. We'd do our show, and then they could play after us.
Are you doing totally original music, or?
We do a little bit of parody stuff.
I mean, it's original songs that you parody or whatever, you know, filking wise. I mean, are you covering other people's filks?
Our first CD was a lot of covers.
Okay.
And parody stuff other people had written.
Because we hadn't written that much yet.
Most of our subsequent work has been our own work.
Yeah.
So even original music and all that sort of thing, very little parody.
And, it's mostly original now with some parody.
Are you still doing the Wizard Rock themes? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yep, we sure are.
We are. We're starting to write. Our newer music is a little more nerd-centric and less Harry Potter-centric, but we're still doing
that. And that song you just played, where is that from?
That's called Dobby Bang Your Head. The first actual studio recording of it, we just put on our Best Of CD, the Essentials Collection.
Nice. And what's your latest album?
It would be that one. Yeah. Where we did some new recordings of some old stuff. We remastered some things from other things, just because we wanted sort of a Best Of that was all Wizard Rock, because we were playing some Harry Potter conventions and wanted to focus on that. So we do some D&D, we do some Doctor Who, dabble in the fire.
What other conventions do you work?
Mostly in the North Carolina and Virginia area, where we do Con Carolinas a lot.
RavenCon, MarsCon.
We've done several of the Leaky Cons, which are very Harry Potter centric.
Misty Con with an I.
That's MISTI Con.
It's a Harry Potter convention.
Yeah. And just some Wizard Rock things. Things like Wizard Rock festivals that are just Wizard Rock bands performing. We've done a bunch of that as well.
That video right there is from us doing the Wizard Rock.
That was at the Quidditch World Cup.
Oh, nice. Did you go?
Yes.
Oh.
That was in 2011.
I was just watching all the stuff that was happening with the Quidditch World Cup like earlier this summer, and I was like, oh my god, this is I don't know why, but I just over geeked. I mean, I was just
it is cool, but the Quidditch people don't think Harry Potter is cool. You know, they're like trying to separate from Harry Potter. We're like, seriously, where do you think it came from?
Yeah. Not all of them. There's still lots of Quidditch people who are into Harry Potter.
It's bloody brilliant in any case. I just think it's just so cool.
It is. It's pretty cool.
So now, where can people find you online?
BlibberingHumdingers.com.
You make people do that, don't you?
Yes. Right, this is how it goes. BlibberingHumdingers.
We made a website a long time ago called BrodneyNagyandBards.com.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
No. What it does is you go to that page and it says, wow, you actually typed that in? I can't believe. Here's where you need to go. TheBards.net. Because we're not that cool, really. We're not.
Well, we are.
But we have. Yeah, apparently you are. It's a Wizard Rock thing, I guess. That's awesome. Well, I enjoyed the song and I enjoyed the music, so I look forward to hearing more from you. So.
Great.
All right, Sancho.